This is CliffCentral.com.
Good day, good day, good day. My name is Malcolm Julie. You are on CliffCentral.com. And you're listening to The Worst Guy.
Had a Clippers game on the court side. Watch a nigga shoot like a 4-5. They mad at me too, I got more fire. Why these bitches see you? Go home, ride.
Topic is absolutely blazing today. It's something that we've all encountered, all seen, all have heard about. It's the topic that we as men and women have trying to decipher for ages, you know, trying to break down. Why is it that men cheat? Even when they supposedly have amazing women. Over the last couple of weeks, some rumors have been circling around celebrated people about their infidelity. And yeah, this has got us thinking as the worst guys, because you know we're out here to change the world, make things better. What can we as men do to stop that shit? Because it's got to stop, as in like right now. And I think the main way to do that is for us as men to start focusing on wanting to be good men. I know patriarchy has allowed us a lot, and we've abused, never mind used, the privileges that patriarchy has allowed us in this world. But now it's time to start thinking differently about the way we treat people, the way we treat women, and stop seeing women as objects. I'll be completely honest with you. Personally, it took me a long time to stop seeing women as objects and as human beings. I know it sounds a little bit ridiculous to say, but this is genuinely how we grow up, how we are taught. You know, men or women rather were always in service of men in the past, and obviously this is starting to change. And talk about rape culture and misogyny and the rest is starting to really awaken us ex-fuck boys. That's what I'll refer to myself as. I'm an ex-fuck boy. I left that life behind after learning a few lessons in the real world. But yeah, these lessons didn't come easy, if I'm being 100% honest, man. I really had to think about why it is that, you know, men think it's okay to cheat. Because a lot of the time, the problem is not even necessarily the cheating. Is that we think it's okay. We talk about it like it's casual. You know, well, let me say used to. But in terms of the Men Are Trash movement, I must say, in terms of my own personal friend group, I really do believe that the discourse is changing, the dialogue is changing. Men are actually talking about the fact that cheating and treating women like objects is quite fucked up. So yeah, we're just gonna go in it today, talk about why it is that this happens to men. I mean, because it's even with incredible women. You see, when you hear things about somebody like Jay-Z cheating on Beyonce, you go like, like what else do you want, dude? Honestly speaking, what else do you want from a woman? As far as you know, she's loyal. We all know she's beautiful. She's talented. She's business savvy. She's the mother of your children. Like, what more do women have to do in order to be treated with respect? I really don't know, because yeah, this is a problem that runs deeper than just sexual desire. I think a lot of the times men like to use the scapegoat that it's just the way we are, you know, our biology, you know, we're here to spread our seed, which technically speaking might be true, but we don't live in the Stone Age anymore. We've moved further than that. You know, we are conscious beings. We are aware of other people's emotions, feelings, and we know that they play a big role in relationships. So for me personally, my thing is that what changed my perspective on it, my mind on it. And you have to forgive me, because honestly, before I made this realization, you know, it was normal to me, but it seems so ridiculous now that I have. But my opinion on it is that you want to treat the person that you're with, may be a woman or a man or transvestite, whatever you're into. But just because I'm a man, I'm talking from a man's perspective. You wanna treat the person that you're with respect, but like you would a friend, a close friend, right? Because this is the person you share a bed with. This is a person you share your life with. This is a person you share your body with, food with, water with. You don't share anything with somebody more than you do your spouse, right? So if you are willing to give your spouse all of that, why would you be willing to throw it away? Why would you want to hurt somebody that you with? Why not rather be honest and be like, yo, this just isn't working anymore? I know that's way more complicated than I'm making it sound, but I do think that the truth works. Most of the times our problems could be solved by communication, but pride often comes in the way, ego comes in the way. So yeah, I've started looking at my relationships differently. It's not like, oh, I've got a girl, man. I've got a girl. It's like I have a partner. I have a friend who loves me, who takes care of me, who's with me on this journey called life. And if you have a best friend, you wouldn't just abandon him and go, oh, no, this is my new best friend. Because, yeah, last week he didn't give me the last slice of pizza. So we're not best friends anymore. So we really don't have a reason. If you are trying to be a good person, that's the best way I can put it. If you are trying to be a good person, then cheating shouldn't even be an option. Why would you betray somebody who you love, somebody who you trust? That just doesn't make sense on a human level. Not even just on a man and woman level. It just doesn't make sense for you to treat somebody else like that. You know, but as men, we've come to the conclusion that it's okay to treat women like that because, I mean, that's always how they've been treated. You know, women are objects. Women are here in service of us. But obviously, this is not the truth anymore. So that's my biggest deal with that, is that we should just be able to treat women the way we treat people in our own circles. You know, our own friends, the people we trust, the people we love. You share a pillow with this person. Don't be a dick. that's what I can say on that, because, you know, the role of patriarchy is also very much undermined in this whole thing, because with regards to how we feel and how we were taught as a man, we were genuinely taught differently about, you know, what our role is in society, who we are, what we have to offer. And it never really included women, except as, you know, a side thing. You know, you have to have your woman on the side who's going to stay at home and clean, cook. But this is stupid. Men should be able to cook. Men should be able to clean. I think you should be able to do anything by yourself. You should be able to live independently of another. So I really do think it's a shift in mentality, which is what we're all about. That's why we're having this show, man. We're trying to shift the way that we think about things, because a lot of the way we think about things have led to this place that we are at now, and it's not really a good place for us as men and as women. So let's try change that, right? If you are feeling what we're saying, please do hit us up on the Twitter streets. We are at @the_worst_guys, or you can talk to us on Cliff Central at cliffcentral.com. Give us your opinion on the matter. You can tweet us at any point, even if you're listening to this as a podcast. Tweet us, tell us something that you think about this situation. Why do you think it is that men are like this? And another thing that I wanted to get into was whether women should forgive men for their infidelities. I really don't know if women should, but this is a tough one, because forgiveness is a good thing to have as a human being, because there are going to be people who hurt you, there are going to be people who betray you, but I think forgiveness comes after the apology, the sincere apology. Realizing and understanding that you did do wrong and apologizing for that therefore leads to the forgiveness from the other side. but I don't think you can forgive somebody who isn't sorry. If the person is not sorry, that's when I think you need to start cutting ties, because then there's no future. But also, it's also bullshit to expect women to carry on forgiving, especially if they are loyal. It's a similar concept to Ubuntu, where, you know, black people have been in such a rough position for such a long time. But hey, you guys have Ubuntu. I mean, just forgive, turn the other cheek. There's no need to fight. There's no need to be angry, because what's done is done. This is how it is. But Ubuntu is complicated. Forgiveness in the same light is complicated, because how many times do you forgive? You know, is there a limit? And I know people like to say once a cheater, always a cheater, but I don't know if I necessarily agree with that. I really don't. I've got somebody in studio who's nodding in agreement. Once a cheater, always a cheater. We'll get to talk to them a little bit later. But I don't agree that once a cheater, always a cheater. I think anybody can change at any point in time. And change doesn't necessarily mean you become somebody completely different. I think what it means is that you just become better at becoming yourself, better at being yourself. Or you become more like yourself than changing completely. And I think becoming more like yourself always means becoming more loving, becoming more open. I don't think you can get closer to yourself and become more of an asshole. I think your asshole is driven by ego, external factors, and whatever the case might be, right? There's that. Should women forgive? I don't know if they should. I've never been in the position where I'd have had to forgive somebody for cheating on me, so I wouldn't know how it feels. Maybe we can get some opinions later from some ladies out there. We'll try and make some calls, but I really don't know how it feels to be cheated on, so I don't know how easy it is to forgive. I just know that I have been hurt and betrayed before, so forgiveness is something that I'm learning and practicing and trying to do more of. But like I said, there's always a limit. There's only so much one can take. And seeing women as human is the most important thing for us gents. I know it sounds ridiculous to even say, but for the longest time we have not been, if we're honest with ourselves. So please, man, let's try do better. I know we always say this when men are trash is going on and all of that. We're quick to say let's do better for our women. Let's do better for our women, guys. But we just say that sometimes, I believe, and I don't think our actions actually depict what we're saying. Because still every second day, every second minister is getting laid with assault charges. Still women are being burnt alive and being buried in gardens and basements. So it's something that it really touches me. And if it doesn't touch you, then you're one of the trash. I'm not even afraid to tell you that right now. Because obviously this is a problem, you know? But a lot of people don't think it is. We think it's normal for guys to cheat. This is just how it goes, right? And that's just not true. I'd like to welcome one of my closest friends in the building, Riabetso Sicele.
What's happening?
I'm so blessed, and yourself, as you always know. How are you doing, my boy?
Easy G. Can't complain.
Alright. I just wanted to touch with you on this before we get onto the next section of our show. I want to know, should women forgive men who cheat on them?
Wow. I don't know, bro. I don't know. I think to a certain degree, I think yes and no. I'm on the fence about this. Because there's some situations where, hey, man, it really wasn't the nigga's fault, you know. if I'm being honest.
What kind of situations? Take us through that.
Like, say I'm chilling.
Oh, I think I know what you're saying. It's hard to be faithful in a room full of hoes.
No. Whoa. You know, I'm
my own thing.
That's your own justification of the whole situation. But me, it's a situation of we're talking. I mean, because women consider the smallest things as cheating, where men might just be a little bit more lenient. I'm not saying I'm lenient. I'm generalizing for men.
Yeah.
Okay. So if she lunges in for a kiss, for example, you know, I know it takes two to tango. You know, you can't just say, no, she kissed me. Hey, you kissed her back.
Uh-huh.
You know, but for a quick second before that, hey, yo, whoa, look, it's not actually your woman. And you snap back to reality.
Yeah.
Is that still considered my fault, you know?
Yeah, I think if you participated, it is. Look, I think, okay, if you lock lips and as soon as it happens, you're like, shit, fuck that.
Yeah.
You can say, okay, yeah, she kissed me and I stopped it. But I think the important part with that is that you tell the spouse.
Exactly.
That it happened.
The whole, the honesty behind it, you coming forward and saying, yo, look, I made a mistake, I fucked up. And putting the onus on yourself as well, taking responsibility for your action, that says a lot about your character.
Yeah.
So she could actually start to see and realize that, you know what, this guy was honest enough to come up to me. You know, she still has every right to leave your ass, obviously. I mean, yeah, the ball's in her court after that. But, I mean, give a nigga a chance.
Okay, so let's talk about this, the difference between emotional and physical cheating,
ooh,
right? Because I think that's where the big difference is.
You know, I actually asked a couple of my colleagues at work, females to be more specific, because there's a shortage of males at work there, mm-hmm, actually.
Nice for you, right?
Hey, look, you know what? I'm trying to stay in the good books of the good Lord and my lady, so I'm not even trying to entertain any vibes there. Anyway, yeah, so I asked them, you know, well, what's considered to be worse between emotional cheating and then physically? And in unison, it was like a choir. They said, emotional! I'm like, good Lord. So you'd rather I go, you know, do some hectic-ass penetration than to just say, you know, I love this other woman, not you. But it stems deeper than that. When I asked them to elaborate, they said, you know, cheating is cheating. Fine, fair enough. Unfair enough. But if, you know, later on she finds out that she actually developed feelings for her, then it's a different kind of hurt.
Yeah, that's a completely different story.
You know,
if you start feeling for somebody else. But then it shouldn't be so hard to say, I'm out. If you feel something for somebody else, it shouldn't be so difficult for you to let the person that you're with go, because, I mean, You've got something that makes you feel better, right?
Yeah. I mean, that's seen as being selfish yet selfless at the same time. You're thinking about yourself, but by letting go, you're like, okay, you go find your own other person now, because I find me a lit person now, sure.
Yeah.
But that's when we dove into a different kind of context on this whole cheating thing, whether it's an affair or cheating. Because Kyle, one of my friends at work, he was saying cheating is like what happens. An affair is premeditated. Do you get what I'm saying?
Bars.
There was chats on WhatsApps, DMs were popping off.
Yeah.
You know, news were being sent left, right, and center.
Yeah. And in some situations, you're just drunk at the club, someone just catches you off guard, you're like, hey.
Yeah, I won't lie. I mean, back in my high school days, there was a time when I was so drunk on basketball tour.
Yeah.
I woke up. Gents are telling me, you know, you slept at that girl. And I'm like, nah, dog. Nah, there's no ways. They're like, no, for real.
Yeah.
That's why I lay off the sauce, all about the greenery.
So you might have a kid in PE right now.
Hey, let me tell you something. I don't know. I ain't saying nothing, so I ain't seen.
He's going to come to your door in about 5 years. You're my dad.
Honestly speaking, the following year when we had to go to basketball tour, I made up an excuse. I didn't go. I zero went. I was like, I'm not at a stage in my life where I'm trying to find out that I have a... Next thing, you know what I'm scared of? Kumbule Kaya phoning me.
And she's traced down the lineage of all your families. She knows exactly who you are. That's my dad.
I'm really not looking forward to that. So, like, just wrapping it up and staying faithful. I really don't know why it's so hard for men to be faithful, though.
I don't, because, okay, let's look at the guys that brought this topic up for us, all right? People like Jay-Z and Kevin Hart, people who inspire
Tiger
us, you know.
Woods, the kingpin.
Tiger Woods, okay. He's addicted to sex.
He's
apparently
the ringleader.
He's the ringleader. He's the ringleader of Vanilla Killers. He's the ringleader of Men Are Trash. He's
adultery, everything.
Billionaire Blacks. He's out here. Okay, so let's talk about these people that we look up to. You know, people who... I respect Jay-Z with all of my heart. And I don't know how to feel about him now. Should I feel differently about him? I do feel differently about Kevin Hart. Genuinely speak on Instagram. Now I don't even want to like his pictures, but I still find him funny.
And I was talking to a colleague of mine and say, you know, because, okay, my loom cat came into the store. And I'm like, yes, I'm a sexual offender. And then she asked, why would you say that? And I'm like, don't you know the story about this home breezy, you know? And I went on to talk about it, and explain to her what happened. She was like, wow. And then I'm like, she's like, yeah, but you still got lit songs, you know? I'm like, yeah, true. But as humans, how do we allow, like, people that we call bobs, you know, your regular Joes, 9 to 5, morning love, night love type shit every single day, and your superstars, when a bob cheats, you know, or does some fucked up shit in society, you know,
it doesn't matter. It goes unnoticed.
No. He gets shunned for that.
Oh, okay.
He gets shunned for that. It gets put in the papers. You know, rapist, murderer, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But when a superstar does it, then it just gets swept under the carpet. Why is that?
That's what we're trying to get to. Yeah.
For me, it's also a thing. I can't necessarily. To some degree, I know we've also spoken about separating the actual personality from, you know, like the celebrity from his own personality. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, should we care?
Yes.
That Jay-Z or Kevin Hart.
I think we should, because that person, with his celebrity status, with the following and the influence that he has, if we just look at it as a situation, just forget about it, don't worry, he's still going to come out with lit stuff, what message are we sending to the rest of the kids that are looking up to him?
Yeah, we're making it seem like it's okay.
You know.
But I mean, both these women stayed. Beyonce stayed. The wife that Kevin Hart was still with him.
Yeah, but so, the two is a different situation. You can't.
Okay, let's talk about the Beyonce Jay-Z one.
Okay, she's Beyonce Jay-Z.
Okay, they have children.
Yeah,
but you see, this is also another part of the thing. Like, do you stay in something fucked up if the children, just because of the children? It's rather be happy alone than miserable with somebody else. I don't know if Beyonce is miserable. I can't speak for her, but
It's just like you can't be an ugly billionaire. You can't be angry and furious. When you got millions.
Yeah. All right, cool. Okay, no, I definitely think that men just need to start changing their mentality about how they perceive women, the fact that they are actually human beings, the fact that you actually should care and think about what you do around women. Don't be an asshole, man. That's the best way I can put it. But here's a track just on the theme for today. Whoop, whoop, whoop. That is my girl Amy Winehouse with What Is It About Men? And that's what we're asking today on our show. We're asking, what is it about men? Why is it that they like to be devilish, filled with infidelity and cheating and
shit? Amy Winehouse mustn't even act like she's got a clean record. What was that track that she hit those deep bars on?
I heard Love Is Blind. Yeah. That is the best infidelity song ever to be released. One of the lines is like, and I was thinking about you when I came.
I was like, no, Amy, no.
Yeah, you'll be able, or else you'll jump.
You can't say that. You can't say that, Amy. But yeah. She knows all about it. So yeah, I really enjoy listening to her because she gives the perspective of the female side.
I was waiting for you to explain why you enjoy the music, you know.
No. Because she's like, she's a bad man of the females. I don't know if that makes sense.
Yeah.
She's a bad man. She'll tell you
she's
all the stories.
She's got a male's mentality.
Yeah, she's got a man's mind. Exactly. Anyway, we've spoken about why men are cheating and whether we should forgive them or not. That's obviously up to you. I just think we need to change the mentality around the way we think about women. And then that'll further lead to growth.
That's what we're trying to do.
Growth. Okay, we've actually got a lot going on the show. We've got some awesome guests that are going to come chat to us soon. So I actually want to dive straight into the news. There isn't much going on today. And then we'll get into meeting our guests in studio.
Me and Ash, Playboy in trouble again. Playboy and Penny at it again. Read about it. Extra, play slam, young fella. Extra.
Okay, so there isn't really much news that's very interesting. There is one story that's taking the country by storm right now. But like we said, we're tired of talking about this, right? Guess who it is about? Yes, it is about the man Jacob Zuma. Kasatu is holding a nationwide march in protest against the man. Good luck, and you're gonna say it. You're gonna fail. That's all I have to say. Shout out for trying, but rather get somebody to assassinate the nigga dog, because these other things that you guys are doing ain't ever gonna work.
Jacob Zuma is that guy from Rocky. You know that Russian one. You know,
if he dies. He dies. That's what he thinks about
you
our country.
You will lose.
Yeah, that's what our country is to him. If we die, we die. And Jacob Zuma doesn't give a shit. Okay, so yeah, we don't like talking about that guy too much. So that's been happening. And also something that's been causing a bit of a storm, especially on social media, is the take a knee hashtag that Americans have been pushing. It's a protest against the killing of black people in America. It's for the Black Lives Matter movement. So during an NFL game, NFL players were expected to take the knee during the anthem in protest. And obviously not everyone protested. It was mostly the black players. And Donald Trump came out talking smack, saying it's not about race. Doug, the whole thing, it's obviously about race. He's like, it's about the anthem. It's about showing respect to the flag. The only reason why they're doing it is about race. Black people are being shot and killed by police for no reason. So, yeah, there's been a whole lot of discourse around that in America in general. I know it's not our story, but Black Lives Matter is something that we could all resonate with.
Yeah.
Worldwide. Yeah. Just because Black Lives don't matter. in reality, Black Lives Matter is what we're trying to push. But yeah, that's been taking people by storm on the social media streets. But other than that, there really isn't that much interesting news. I want to get right into what we're here to do today, chatting with our homies from Party for Tonight, who are hosting an event called Wine and Blankets. That's where I'm going to be at. I'll be hosting it with a co-host, Antlamina, which you will meet very, very soon. Let me just give these homies a round of applause just to bring them onto stage. Antlamina, say what's up, say what's up. Hey,
hi, everybody.
Ha, there she is. Ha! All right. And then we've also got the main man of the year, Richard, from Party for Tonight. Welcome. Say what's up there, homie.
Hi.
Away. And last but not least, we also have Grace. Beautiful Grace.
Hey. Hey.
Welcome to the show. Welcome to the West, guys. It's so good to have you guys here. We're going to chat a little bit about this event, right? So, before I get to what the event's about, Antlamina, we actually haven't officially met, right?
Yeah, we haven't.
We haven't, but we're hosting this show together.
We are.
Are you excited about it?
I am excited. I'm so excited to be hosting alongside a comedian. So I'm excited to see what you're going to bring to the table.
Laughs. Lots and lots and lots of laughs. That's all I do.
We want more laughs.
Okay, cool. No, it's good to meet you, Antlamina. I think we'll have a great time on Saturday. But speaking of, let's talk to the gents. Richard, do you want to tell me a little bit about Party for Tonight? And what you guys are doing with Wine and Blankets?
Oh yeah, Party for Tonight is a marketing agency. We advertise all parties happening in South Africa, Cape Town, Johannesburg, or the provinces. Actually,
yeah, I've seen you guys got quite a big following on Twitter, which is dope.
We're pushing. So Wine and Blankets started 2014, you know, it's all about the youth. It's all about youth development. It's all about bringing new artists out. We actually in studio here with a bunch.
Yeah, man, artists. It's a squad. It's a screw squad up in here, man.
Yeah.
I think we'll post a picture.
That's the love.
It looks like we're about to hop in an Uber van to Kitchener's.
Oh, yeah.
That's what the squad looks like right now. Yeah.
Anyways, yeah, so the idea is basically just creating a conducive society or a platform for up and coming artists to come together, deliberate, you know, put ideas together, and have fun.
Because we need those platforms as artists.
Yeah, we're young after all, you know. We can't just go anywhere looking serious and stuff. We need to be in our minds and the right thing.
So Grace, tell me more specifically about the event itself, Wine and Blankets, on Saturday. What could people expect if they are going to see the show?
Okay, so this Wine and Blankets on Saturday is a food edition. So as Richard did mention, we are a platform for young up-and-coming artists, performers, entertainers. So we have young chefs that are coming to showcase their food. It's going to be amazing. We're going to have wine. We're going to have champagne. We're going to have pairing. It's just going going to be an amazing time. The atmosphere is going to be amazing. It's a picnic setting. It's outdoors. So yeah, that's what you can expect.
Sounds incredible. Yeah. So people will be able to get food, taste some wine, pair it with different kinds of foods.
Yes.
Yes, see, we're living in luxury here. We're on the garden route.
Yeah, we're trying.
We're on the garden route. If you want to know what it's like to be on the garden route, you don't even have to travel. They don't have water in the Western Cape.
Oh, come, really?
Come to Wine and Blankets on Saturday.
No need for water, man. We've got some wine.
Yeah, actually, screw the water completely. Just drink wine. So, yeah, the event is a whole day thing, right? It's starting from the morning to the evening. Are people going to be turning up? Do you expect people to be turning out?
Of course. I mean, when you have a mixture of champagne and wine, I mean, it's going to be a party. It's going to be a situation.
It's going to be a dangerous.
It's going to be a lituation.
That's the word I was looking for.
That's the word that we use for our news usually. It's either a lituation or a situation. But yeah, I do definitely think it's going to be a situation, lituation, whatever-ation. Because firstly, we're hosting it, right?
Yeah.
Yes. Mm. So you don't even need the acts. No disrespect to you guys out here. Which we will hear a lot from a little bit later. We're going to do a little bit of a musical piece for us soon. Yeah. But I'm just saying, from us, we have to be there from the beginning to the end. What do you think about talent in South Africa as an outsider? We're technically outsiders, because, you know, presenters, I don't know why, but they think we just do this and we're not actually skilled. We just like to talk shit. But let's say from the outside, what do you think about our art
from an outside perspective? Because I really love music, and I'm always like, I have an ear for music, and I think that South African talent has, or the talent within South Africa has grown immensely.
Yeah.
You know, especially now that, because we're in the digital era, so everyone's just posting music on SoundCloud, and it's just amazing to just like go in the internet and be like, yo, listen to this guy's on YouTube and share it with your friends. So it's grown a lot.
Yeah.
Like a lot. And the sounds that we're hearing now, especially in Africa, I think that we're finally owning our culture, who we are, and staying true to our roots, and we're using our sounds and we're creating our thing.
Yeah.
And like now we have the Americans jumping up, like jumping up stuff.
Yeah,
throwing shade, but like R. Kelly,
oh, I'm doing that.
Yeah. Speaking of, though, I hear an accent. Where are you from exactly?
Okay, so I'm from Angola.
Okay.
But I grew up in South Africa.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So, but that accent sounds very much like it has an American influence. What language do they speak in Angola? Portuguese?
Portuguese. The reason why is because when we first came, I couldn't speak English.
Okay.
So they used to tease us a lot in school. So my brother and I used to watch like a lot of American movies and English movies.
Yeah.
And we like picked it up from there, and we learned it in school. So it was just like, half of the time people were like, oh my gosh, your accent, you sound like such a coconut.
You should have watched some South African movies, or Mbango, you know what I'm saying?
I didn't have the plug. I didn't have the plug. Yeah. I did not have the plug.
Nah, that's cool. Okay, so Richard Atlamino mentions African music and the fact that we're starting to own our own and become more independent.
Yeah.
Tell me, what do you think about African music moving forward, you know, in the fact that we are starting to cultivate our own culture? Where do you see African music going in the near future, the next 5 years or so?
Well, I mean, the future is there. It's happening right now for African music.
Deep.
But she said that, you know, a lot of guys, you know, the quality of music that is coming out is on point. You know, the stuff that we're getting from the guys are really good. So I think, and with technology now, as she said, everything is anywhere. You can have access to all the stuff. So I mean, it's looking good.
Cool, man. Yeah. No, that's really awesome, because I am a personal fan of Africa being the greatest continent in the world.
It is the greatest continent.
Yeah, we are already.
It is the greatest.
Now it's time for the rest of the world to see. We're coming for everything.
Yeah.
We want it all. And I think a lot of countries, the Western and the European world, are sleeping on the fact that we are really here.
True.
And we're here for everything. Because we've got, you know, this is how I think about it. They've given us so much, because, you know, we complain about colonialism and apartheid and slavery, but they taught us their side of
life, so we know it as Africans.
Definitely.
But there's a part of being African that they can never know.
They will never
or
know.
Never be.
They can so never now, sing.
Yeah, they can never
they can
dance.
Never dance. No?
So now we've got both and we're going to fuck shit up.
And we're not even at final form yet. Hey. Like, oh, you took us your best move.
I'm coming for you.
We're not even on Super Saiyan 1. We're not even on Super Saiyan 1. Okay, anyway, guys, it's been so dope chatting with you guys. We're going to go into a little bit of a musical interlude with some of the artists are going to be performing on Saturday. But yeah, thank you so much, Richard and Grace, for chatting to us.
Mark, just one more question. What are you looking forward to this weekend?
What am I looking forward to see? I love rap music. Like, you'll hear at the end of the show, we always do a cypher. Maybe one or two of you can hop on. So I'm always interested to see in the development of rap music, because a lot of our sounds, as much as I do love South African rap and where it is, a lot of it is still Americanized, you know. So I like to hear the different styles of rappers coming out now who aren't trying to sound like AKA or Casper or Nasty. What else do we have? So I'm very excited to see the rappers, the poets. I love poetry. Poets are the most underrated writers there are in the world. Sure. They know how to make a room literally stand off a line. It's crazy. So yeah, there's so much I'm looking forward to. I've never been to something like this. I'm looking forward to the wine as well. The wine's also is a good motivation to be there. But yeah, okay, we're gonna do some music. I don't know exactly what you guys have got for us, right? Can somebody tell me, who am I speaking to? Tulani, do you wanna just keep going on the mic there? I think you're a bit far. But just tell us quickly, and then you can grab your seat. We just wanna know what you guys are gonna be providing us with today.
Okay.
Yeah. Speak.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are the Galactic Alliance. My name is Captain Missions. On my right is Sean Haven from Planet Arcadia. And we are here to tell you about our quest to Wine and Blankets. Please tell your friends, your neighbors, and everybody else to catch us there.
Oh, well. Key.
I feel like I was just missing some extraterrestrial vibes, like Men in Black or something like that.
All right. Here we go.
1, 2, 3, go. I'm with the Galactic Alliance on Planet Arcadia, you're trying to make something happen. Saturday shutting shit down, kid. And that's why she came in an outfit. That's why she hop out the shower with nothing else on but a towel. Hey, I just left the haven. I'll be there in less than an hour. And girl, when I land, let's play a game of pretend. What you think? Hey, pretend I ain't there. It's just you and this music in front of the mirror. Hey, look in the sky, see the youth of the night in the moonlight. And you said you made reservations to stay in for tonight. Ooh, I got an idea. I think I got an idea. This weekend, let's hit up Wine and Blankets. Yeah, we could make it a day. Hey. Call your friends and we can make it day. This Saturday, Wine and Blankets Day.
This is how this one goes, right? It's called Catch a Vibe.
Oh, we're catching vibes now.
It's a Catch a Vibe. So this is one of those jams that we'll be doing on the day. So you know, come check this out. Like, but the whole thing with the whole band and everybody. The name is Sean, you call me Haven, okay?
Let's hear it. We out here.
Hey. I ain't trying to be your nigga. Plus, I heard you got a nigga. Girl, if you with it, I'm with it. We can catch a vibe, no catching feelings. Let me fill up what you're drinking. Squad goals, we can kick it. Girl, if you with it, I'm with it. We can catch a vibe, no catching feelings. The name is Sean, she call me Haven. I like how she cooperating. She brought all her girls to Lynn Haven. We rendezvous at my spot, we Himalay in the Ave. I just don't feel a safe haven. The captain without the cape out the saving. But go bumping into you was in the occasion. We should get this little celebrations like hooray. Literally, we been lit. Literally, I mean biblically. I mean, ever since the Genesis, the kid been burning bushes that my Niger pushes. Feel like Moses posted on the cliff. You could megapixel try to picture this, but you gon' need more than the camera lens. Shoot, no one never did it better than how I finesse. Cause I ain't trying to be your nigga. Yeah, plus I heard you got a nigga. Yeah, girl, if you with it, I'm with it. We can catch a vibe, no catching feelings. Yeah, let me fill up what you drinking. Yeah, squad goals, we can kick it. Yeah, girl, if you with it, I'm with it. We can catch a vibe, no catch your feelings. Yeah. Hey, catch a vibe, no catch your feelings. Hey, catch a vibe, no catch your feelings. Catch a vibe, no catch your feelings. Yeah.
Hey, we catching vibes, we catching feelings out here. All right. That's so dope.
Catching feelings?
No. Hey, I can. Maybe not you. Okay, cool. So what we're going to do, we're just going to go through everybody just so you guys can get a shout out. Maybe holler at the people, plug yourself, tell them who you are, what you do. And yeah, tell them to catch you at Wine and Blankets on Saturday, man. Yeah. Go maybe lower the mic there.
Midget in the house.
yo. What up? Yeah. What's up?
Okay. Hi everyone. My name is Katlo, but I'm known by Julia JULIU. And catch me at Wine and Blankets. I'm a sketch artist, self taught. I've been doing this since I had diapers on. And yeah, just catch me out. I love this shit, guys.
Yeah.
And show some love.
Away. There he is. There's Julia. Anybody else coming through?
Yes. Hi, everybody. My name is Stelo Pango, also known as the original crowd pleaser. I'll be bringing a whole new style of entertainment. I'm bringing a whole new thing to the entertainment industry. I feel like Africa and South Africa deserves something new.
Dope.
Like a full experience of entertainment. So I'll be bringing that through my presenting and through being a master of ceremony, but with a twist and a pinch.
Hey,
I'll be going in.
She's trying to steal our job here, Angelina.
I'm in my own lane, guys, but you'll see Saturday. You'll be like, okay, Stelo, yeah, no. You know what? The original crowd please, are you in your own lane?
All right, so Twitter, social media, me. Where okay, do people catch you?
I've got dance videos that are out, and the purpose for the dance videos is for people to just make a quick connection with me when they see me live.
Yeah.
So you see what's on the videos, and it's translated to a live performance. That's what you see. YouTube, it's Stelo Pango. Twitter, it's at Stelo_Pango. Instagram, Stelo Pango. Facebook, Stelo Pango. And yeah, that's me, man.
Away. Can we get one more? Somebody who... Yeah. Tulani, okay, you want to say something?
Captain Missions,
you back.
On Instagram, I'm Tulani Sejo. On Twitter, I'm Tommy Swagger. On my right is Sean Haven.
On Instagram... AVE full stop in you, one word. Facebook, Sean Haven.
I'd like
to give a shout out to KK Rubani, the stylist and the creative director of the Galactic Alliance. I'd like also to give a shout out to my brother, Tato Sejo, Take a Pick Productions, and Wine and Blankets, Tower 6 in the building. Please tune in to VOOV, we there. Cliff Central, thank you very much for having us here. Please, next time, have us for much longer.
We'll see how Wine and Blankets
go. I forgot to say my handle. Okay, on Instagram, _Julia, JULIU, and on Twitter, _Julia_. And shout out to Coolio Clothing and Adapt Waves. That's my familiar.
Away. See, these are the peeps. These are the Screw Boys. The shout outs. We could stay here the whole day with shout outs.
Okay. Then in Zone 6, I also like to say shout outs.
Okay, so you've heard about it. It's going to be dope. It's on 16 Summit Road in Morningside, Johannesburg. It's taking place on the 30th of September between 11 and 10. Myself and Antlamino over here are going to be your hosts. It's going to be a fantastic day of wine, food, and comedy, laughter, entertainment, everything you're looking for, from fine arts to music to entertainment of the laughing kind. So, thank you so much for listening. If you are listening on a podcast, share that shit, man. It's so easy. We need to do more. Do more.
That's a shout out to who's this now? T-Bones.
Yeah. That's all we're about. More. All right, cool. And you know, before we wrap up the show, there's two things we always do. We've got to give you guys some advice because, I mean, you know, we know some things, right? We know some things, and we'd like to give you our advice on how to move on further in life. But always take our advice with a pinch of salt, because we don't know, though.
I don't know, though.
I ain't sure, though. Yo. Okay, let's listen to what somebody has to say out here. Let's listen to the people.
Hi, guys. Hi. So great to be on radio with you guys. I love your show so, so much. Keep doing what you're doing.
Thanks,
I just have a question, right? And I know you guys give the best advice in the world, although it's called the worst advice. Oh my God, you guys are so clever. Okay, anyway. I just want to ask, whenever I have cereal, there's always too much milk left over afterwards, and I...
You don't know what to do with your milk. Bitch, you better drink that shit!
You gotta drink it up, slurp it.
But...
I don't know, though.
Exactly, Hijack. That's been the worst advice by the peeps in the game. So, like we always say, we love to give our advice, but don't take it too serious before you go choking on that milk. But I like the fact that you swallow, my girl. I like the fact that you swallow.
Says a lot about your character.
Yeah. Let's just wrap up with a worst guy cipher. And then we will play a track from a homie of ours that y'all have to hear. But we just gotta do the cipher.
Rip it, Lotto.
Rip it. I got a good instrumental. We've got a lot of artists today. Does anyone want to make a sound? Let's make a song together, guys. Because we always do this together, myself and Riam. But I wanna do something.
Okay. Keep these mics on. If anybody
wants to hop on, these mics are on. All of these mics will be on,
ad-libs.
Actually.
We the ad-libs.
Yeah, you can do ad libs. You can. And you can do whatever you feel is necessary, okay? But let's do this. Woo! Okay. Uh huh.
This is the pouncing one. You can feel the
No, there's too many people. We have to make a song. You know what I'm saying?
But it'd be hot.
Here we go. Here we go. Make some noise. Make some noise.
Okay.
Make some noise.
Hey,
we are boys. Make some noise. Make some noise, man. We ain't no fucking toys. Cause we always tell the truth. And we up here in the booth. Clay Central's where I be. And you'll see me in the stew. Cause when I'm out there, they don't know what to do. Cause I'm causing so much chaos. I'm such a havoc. And everybody knows that I'll never, ever, ever stop. So let me drop again on this beat. Cause you know I'm dressed in the suit and tie. I'm so neat. Cause I clean up nice and I don't have lice and night. Eat the fries and
fries.
I'm dipped in hot. Cause I don't give a shit about what you motherfuckers say. Come to wind the blankets on Saturday.
It's gonna be lit.
That's what's up.
Alright.
Okay.
All the way up.
Make some noise.
And we all the
make
way
some noise.
Up.
Make some noise. Make some noise.
Sleeping on my latest, you'll probably catch a wake up. Mount Everest the safest in layman's terms. You your lamest. This rap game's my playground. You reach for monkey balls to make the playlist. Stuck in this business to entertainment. When monkeys see, monkey wanna do the same shit. For the fame, they addicted to the fakeness. Rappers say they dope, but junkies, I know wouldn't purchase. Serve them all seven colors. Rappers, it's just fast food. Still couldn't suppress the hunger. I'm aching to my belly. They barely even on the record when I break the record, check perspectives. And when I go ahead and connect it with a freestyle on your redial, you can call me like we now. Like the we do down the block.
Out.
And y'all already know that I rock the rock.
Make some noise for
R-E-H-A to the B. And as you can see, I'm a worst guy's G. Hey, and to the left of me, Malcolm Dooley, doing it on the decks, oh so easy. And for Sheezy, it's so sad that after this I gotta get back to work. Oh my gosh, it's berserk. Got stuck in traffic on the way here, but I don't care, I still made it. Hey, come to wind them blankets, even though they never asked me to host it. Damn it, hey, they never asked me to host it, I just gotta host it.
It's been a pleasure and a treat to be out with all of you. Thank you so much. We're gonna wrap out with a track from one of our homies. Stay tuned in, keep listening to the worst guys. You know we're here every Wednesday we're here making this noise, and you can catch us here next week, same time, same place.
Wake up.
Yeah.
This is CliffCentral.com.